I'm running as a community independent candidate for the seat of Footscray. My name's Jess Marsh. I live just down the road with my family. I'm not against technology or business. I think these things are necessary, but once again, it feels like the Inner West is being asked to carry the burden of Melbourne's growth. For decades, we've lived with trucks rumbling past our houses. We've fought for cleaner air. We've fought to filter the Westgate tunnel stacks. And now, enormous industrial facilities are being built and expanded right alongside homes, schools and kindergartens. Government decisions are being made without adequate consultation and without proper impact assessments. That is not good enough. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
These facilities use enormous amounts of electricity. Residents of Tottenham and West Footscray have raised concerns about noise, light, diesel emissions, urban heat, water use and impacts on our electricity infrastructure. Just this week, huge industrial power poles were installed on quiet residential streets in Yarraville without proper notice. Residents were informed that their power poles were being replaced. They weren't informed what was going up. And there's a bigger conversation here too. AI has enormous potential, but we should be asking who controls it, who profits from it, and who carries the cost. Right now, some of the most powerful corporations in the world are racing to build infrastructure that will underpin the AI economy. Technology is moving incredibly quickly. Regulation and democratic oversight are struggling to keep up, or they're just simply not keeping up. We should not simply hand enormous corporations the power to determine what this transition looks like, and then ask communities like ours to deal with the consequences. Innovation without accountability is not progress. Government has a responsibility to set the rules in the public interest, not in the interests of multinational corporations and vested interests. Government has a responsibility to protect our environment and our climate, to protect workers and communities, to make sure public infrastructure is not simply captured for private profit. And communities like ours deserve a voice in those decisions. Right now, we're seeing the state government passing the buck to council. Council has had and still has a role, but the fast track process sits with the state government. The former premier set the tone, pledging to be ruthless in fast tracking approvals for data centres. So today I'm calling for three things. First, no more blank checks for fast track data centres in the Inner West. Second, genuine community consultation before decisions are made, particularly with regard to where these sorts of facilities are located, and right now next to kindergartens and schools and playgrounds is not the place. Yes. And third, if billion-dollar companies want to build infrastructure here, they should be expected to contribute to the community.
Yes.
Cool. New data centres should bring additional renewable energy into the system, minimise their environmental footprint and deliver real tangible benefits for local communities. Right now that's not happening, and that's why I support the moratorium, the call for the moratorium. The West is not anti-development, it's not anti-technology, and we're certainly not anti-progress. But growth is inevitable, poor planning is not.
Yes.
Technological change seems inevitable too, but handing corporations unchecked power over how that happens is a political choice. The Inner West helped build Melbourne. We've carried its trucks, its industry and its pollution for generations. We should not now become the convenient place to put the next generation of industrial infrastructure simply because the governments think nobody here will make enough noise. So, judging by the crowd here today, I think they may have miscalculated.
Yeah.
We want progress, but progress that makes our community healthier, cleaner and stronger. Technology should serve people, not the other way around.
Yes. Yeah.
And most importantly, we want decisions about the future of the Inner West to be made with us, not done to us.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you. And just before I finish up here, I just wanted to plug on the 20th of August, we have a discussion panel with Sean, who spoke today, and also Digital Rights Watch and Greenpeace. It's in West Footscray. We'd love to see some of you there. Thank you.